CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's fairly cool in the house. You know, we're quite high up and we get the breeze that comes in off the lake. Uh-huh.
See, so yeah. You got that phone tied up. Told you when I came home I was expecting that call.
And I've got to hang up. The mighty fisherman here is trying to get his stuffed fish back that was confiscated by the game warden. Oh, yes. He caught the muskie out of season and had to pay a $25 fine, didn't I tell you?
He says I told Jack about that. Didn't even tell him.
Well, Jack knew about it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, he did tell her. She forgot. You what, Ann?
She forgot? Boy, if one of you women had caught a 21-pound, 6-ounce muskie, largest ever caught in this state.
Would you be quiet? I'm on the phone. Would you just...
I know
you're on the phone. He's trying to get it back. Fred suggested he pull strings, and for days he's been on the phone. Now he's waiting for our representative at the state capitol to call back.
Get off the phone.
Oh, listen, what I called you about, Ann. Trying to get around to it. What do I owe you for lunch last week?
Oh, no.
Hold on, Ann, will you? Now, look. Even if you lost a fish, life does have to go on. Now, I owe Ann money. Hello, Ann. Now, figure my share of the tip, too, and the tax, and my dessert was extra.
Oh, honey, will you hurry up, sweetheart?
No, I'm
please
freezing.
Get off the phone. Look, Miss... I only want 5 minutes of the representative's time. Mr. Neil Richardson, a friend of his, suggested that I call him. Yes, it's important, and I'm calling long distance. Piper. Piper. Yes, I called before, and I apparently talked to another secretary and explained it all to her, and she said he'd call back, but he hasn't, so I'm calling again. Yes.
I tell you, if you don't get yourself in a peck of trouble bothering all these important dignitaries over a silly old fish...
Look, miss, it is about a stuffed muskie that was confiscated by the game warden. Yeah, I tell you, these secretaries, I don't know how they keep their jobs.
Well.
Confiscated. Game warden. A stuffed muskie. All right, yes, I'll hold on. She will see if the representative has a few minutes to help me with my problem.
Well, all I can say is I wish I could eavesdrop on that poor busy man, weighed down by vital state problems, and his secretary buzzes him and wants to talk about a fish. Really, what?
And I think I'd better take some sort of a stand on that appropriation. Oh. Yes, yes, Miss Hogan, stop buzzing. Now, what is it? I'm having a conference. I can't talk to anybody.
Listen, I'm just your campaign manager, but go ahead. Take it.
Nah, I don't even know him. Miss Hogan says he's very excited. Sounds like some crackpot named Piper or something. Now, Miss Hogan...
Wait a minute, George. They're all voters, even a crackpot. And with an election coming up, you can't afford...
Right. Miss Hogan, what's he want? A what? Hold on, Miss Hogan. Now, what do you make of this? This Piper guy wants to get back a stuffed husky that the game warden confiscated.
Stuffed what?
Stuffed husky is the way Miss Hogan got it. Husky.
It's a dog, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of those Alaskan dogs that pulls sledges.
Now, why would a guy bring an Alaska husky down here? The climate isn't...
Look,
and
George,
why would anyone stuff a dog? Who knows? Maybe it was a pet. And who cares, George? The guy votes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Miss Hogan, tell this Piper guy not to worry. I'll get back his stuffed pet. Tell him I'm always happy to be of service to my constituents. And then get me the Department of Wildlife. I'll have to get the commissioner to track down this game warden. Of course, why a game warden should be going around confiscating somebody's stuffed husky.
Forget it. We've got work to do. We need a better campaign slogan. Why would anyone want to stuff a dog? For the love of Mike, it takes all kinds to make a world, and a man votes. Now, then, talk to the commissioner, let him track down the game warden, and then let's get back to work.
Yes. Well, the game warden isn't in right now. This is his wife. Who's calling, please? Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. I'm sorry, Commissioner. I didn't realize. What? A what? Did you say a stuffed dog, sir? Well, I don't know anything about it, but I'll have my husband attend to it right away. Piper, did you say? Yes, sir. I'll tell him. Goodbye, sir.
All right, messages.
Oh, hold on. Hello, sir. Hello? Hello? Oh, well. Ralph?
Mm.
The commissioner was just on the phone, and I don't know what you've been up to, but you are to return a stuffed dog at once. At once, the commissioner said.
What are you talking about, Thelma?
Well, some stuffed dog you confiscated is to be returned at once.
Stuffed dog?
That's what he said, and I said I didn't know anything about it, and he said he didn't either, but it was to be returned at once.
Oh, he couldn't possibly have said stuffed dog. How many times have I asked you, Thelma, to keep paper and pencil by the phone and keep my messages straight? You never, never get anything right.
It's a stuffed dog, and it's got to go back to a man named Piper.
Piper. That was a fish.
Huh?
It's that muskie caught at Mellard Lake. That was out of season, and I... Stuffed dog.
Well, that's what the commissioner said.
He couldn't have said dog.
Well, he said stuffed dog, and the commissioner was most emphatic that it was to be returned to this man named Piper tonight.
Look, I'm very sorry, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Mr. Piper, I have driven 150 miles tonight to get here.
Is it, dear? My goodness, it's after midnight.
Oh, wait, it's the game one. He brought back my stuffed fish, but he wants me to sign a paper saying brought me back my stuffed dog.
Stuffed dog? Yes. Oh, I certainly remember you.
Mrs. Piper, I was only doing my duty when I walked in here last week and confiscated Mr. Piper's muskie, which was caught out of season.
Yes, well.
Now, I don't know what strings you pulled, Mr. Piper, but you have got your fish back. However, my orders were to return a stuffed dog, which I am required to send on to the Commissioner of the Department of Wildlife to indicate that the request was carried out. Now, please, let...
Well, yeah. I mean, it's so silly. I never had a stuffed dog.
Mr. Piper, it doesn't matter. It's just a formality. Chances are nobody will read it anyway. It'll just be filed. But if some big shot calls the commissioner and wants to know if Piper's confiscated property was returned, I want a record of it, or I'll lose my job.
Dear. Well, why don't you sign it, honey? Sign it here.
Yeah.
At least he says, you know, you got your fish back. And
Thank you. Good night. And I hope goodbye forever.
Tell you, that guy's a nut, isn't he?
Really?
What are you talking about, stuffed dog?
I don't know. Well, you know, honey, being a game warden, maybe he lives by himself in the woods somewhere all alone. And you know, when people live alone like that all the time, they get a little funny, I think.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, anyhow, I got my fish back.
Yes.
Thanks to our representative.
Yes, nice. But I expect, dear, he had your boat in mind.
Boat, oh.
Yeah, you know.
Golly, yeah. He must be a nice guy, too. Oh, that's too bad.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I can't vote for him. You know, I always vote a straight ticket.
Oh, dear. The irony of it all, that poor politician.
Yeah, as a game warden, I feel sorry for the poor guy. I mean, calling my muskie a stuffed dog, can you imagine?
Yes.
You gotta wonder how he keeps his job.
Mm. Political pull, I suppose.
Mm.
Oh, well, I'm going back to bed, dear.
All right, well, by golly, I got my fish back.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.